Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the new Wise Conservatism Radio Show. The last time that I saw unrest like what I've been seeing all over the United States was back in 1968 when the chance of the whole world's watching was happening. But back then, it wasn't race that was driving it all. Back then, race had nothing to do with it. Whites and blacks were side by side chanting to change things for the better. Martin Luther King was still alive. We were a nation in turmoil, but race had nothing to do with it. So different from today, when race has almost everything to do with it, and if it doesn't, the government interjects it. And the rest is a war that has been declared on us while our government refuses to accept that, while they work overtime to get rid of our Constitution. Welcome to today's show, and I hope that what is talked about today is a lesson for what is needed for this nation.
Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you through the traditional American Patriot Network with the doctor of this republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
When Obama ran for the presidency of this great nation, his reasons for doing so was not, and let me repeat this, was not for the betterment of this country. He had his own plan, and the sake of the country had nothing to do with what he was going to do. I believe that when Obama ran for the presidency, he had an agenda to change this nation. And just days before he became president, he gave us all a glimpse of his blueprint for America when he told us all on national television that we were, quote, just days from fundamentally changing America, unquote. Well, I believe that we won't see much of this change for years to come, folks, and mark my words, a lot of that change and damage is already in place. The race wars that have begun are just that, just the beginning. Ferguson, Missouri was just an example of the race baiting and trouble that we have in store, unlike unrest in this nation like we haven't seen since 1968 and later when Kent University killings happened, I think it was 1974. Only this time, it isn't unity that the people in the news are calling for. This time, it's all racial and it's by design. Race wars have begun, and things are only going to get worse from here. We have now Obama's legacy, where Black Lives Matter have become nothing more than terrorists who are calling for riots, which will continue to happen while our government works to take our guns away. Black Lives Matter is a group that wants nothing but black supremacy and white subjugation. lacks calling for reparations for something that happened over a century ago without taking into account that it was the whites who went to war to stop this slavery. Ted Poe, who is a prominent Black Lives Matter activist and rapper, this last month had a message for white people when he tweeted, "If Donald Trump wins the presidency, niggas will incite riots everywhere," and that's his words, not mine. He deleted his tweet and then claimed that he never made the comments, but the tweet was archived at Infowars.com, and a screenshot of the tweet was copied there. He's now whining about slander and talking crap. He is whining and playing the victim when he got challenged on the junk that he was tweeting, which is the same process every time with these social warriors and liberals. He tweeted under the pseudo of War Machine 3 at Tel Poe when he said, "Dear white people, if Trump wins, young niggas such as myself are full hell-bent on inciting riots everywhere we go, just so you know." He then followed up with another promise, "Trump wins, ain't no more rules fame. We've been too nice as it is." Poe is by no means a nobody. He has appeared in innumerable articles charting the rise of Black Lives Matter and was credited with the coining the phrase, "This ain't your grandparents' civil rights movement." The rapper was one of the co-founders of Hands Up United, a social justice organization that emerged after the death of Michael Brown that was responsible for coordinating large BLM protests in the St. Louis area. We are not dealing with amateurs here, folks. We had better take all this crap coming down the pike seriously, or we will be in a world of hurt. Race wars are just the beginning, and we will have another problem that Obama has led into this country and is letting into this country, and that is Islamic terror. We now have a war on two fronts that has to be taken care of, or we will not survive as a free nation, period. And it all hinges on the Second Amendment guaranteeing our rights as citizens to be armed. This is the third war that has been declared on us, the people. Our right to bear arms shall not be infringed. The third part of this three-part war on the American people, waged on us by the government as they are going against the Second Amendment of the Constitution, which says, and I quote, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Now I ask you, what part of "shall not be infringed" don't they understand? People in our government like Barack Hussein Obama and the Hildebeest Clinton and almost every other liberal in our government do not get this, and I want the word and want the wording changed to "shall be infringed." I guarantee you this, and we have to realize this one main fact, folks. The Second Amendment of our Constitution, if it falls, the rest will fall in quick succession. That I guarantee you, and the liberals in our government know this. This is not a game that they are playing. To them, this is real life, and they want it their way. To hell with whatever we, the people, want, whether we want this or not. They want us disarmed. And a few weeks ago, you heard the history of people being disarmed by Tammy Pink as she laid it out for us. How many more countries have to fall the way Turkey or Nazi Germany and others did before we get smart enough to realize that disarming the public is a bad idea? America is the only country with freedoms that we have, and yet we now are not the freest country in the world anymore, and we are quickly going down the toilet. It's time the people stopped allowing our politicians to treat us like we were all stupid and to treat us like we don't know what is going on when we do. Anyone who doesn't believe this has actually got a really hard lesson that's coming. It's time for the people to stop being so complacent, vote all liberals out of office, and to take this even farther, folks, anyone who will not follow the law of the land, the Constitution, and needs to be taken out of office now. We have run out of time. Barack Obama's presidency should have shown all of this. We now have black gangs running around the streets blaming Whitey for everything. We have the liberal media decrying the same things, and yet we continue blithely on our merry way like there is a tomorrow for us. This is Obama's legacy and the legacy of the liberal left as we know it. There well may not be if we continue down this road to ruin. America is not too big to fail. We keep going down this road and we will find it out soon enough. If there is anyone out there, we will take your phone calls. Well, I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to be taking phone calls today because I have got a one-hour show today. Next week's going to be 2 hours. I've got a show lined up for next week, and it's going to be a good one, but we will be right back.
Hello, this is Robert Garding, and my new book, Night Owls, is on the shelves of createspace.com and ready to be read. The emergence of Jack Anderson brings back memories of the Vietnam War and his involvement with the Vampire Patrol to Matt Joseph. That, plus Indian folklore tales of vampires, or night owls as the legends call them, are all woven together in a suspenseful tale that almost throws Matt out on his ear, so to speak. Problems arise when Matt's fiancée, Carol Weinman, suddenly disappears from his home, making it a mystery that he cannot refuse to look into, but also pulls him farther into a mystery that he wanted no part of, but it was his job to solve. The case carries him from his home and out onto the northern Arizona Indian reservations of the Navajo and the Hopi Indians, and into a small town called Lukachukai, where the mystery takes twists that he never could have imagined. But it leads him even beyond with a twist at every turn. Night Owls on sale at createspace.com/4869187. And that's createspace, one word, createspace.com/4869187. Or at the website that I created for my books at garding.wix.com/book-store-. I will put the links into the chat room for those of us there that would be interested. Buy it, read it, and let me know what you think. That's Night Owls, the mystery, and I thank you in advance.
I found an article a little while back on Daily Signal where a bank said it no longer was going to be dealing with firearms dealers. Just another leftist way to make things the way they want them to be, not the way the Constitution says it should be. The stories of two businessmen who recently were denied banking services because they sold firearms suggested a secretive government program called Operation Choke Point still affects industries across the nation that the Obama administration considers undesirable. In one case, a large bank in New England denied a line of credit to a former police officer who started a gun and tactical business in Monroe, Connecticut, saying it no longer lends to firearms dealers. In the other case, a branch of a North Carolina bank refused to set up a new payment service for firearms seller in Tyrone, North Carolina, because of the nature of his industry, the bank owner said. The Daily Signal talked to both businessmen who say they were being punished for their line of work despite efforts in Congress to end discrimination by banks against gun sellers. The Second Amendment has always been a topic of contention by the left. They feel that the average person, male or female, are too stupid to own guns, and they had to do something about that. So standing in their way was the Second Amendment, and they are working overtime to get rid of it. Now, we know this is wrong, but it is an ongoing policy of the left and has been for ages, and we need to find ways to constantly combat this war against our law of the land. Now, I know that there are many people out there who have ideas on this. Once again, our military veterans find their Second Amendment rights violated by the VA. Yeah, the VA. Vets who have appointed a fiduciary trustee to act on their behalf have been automatically declared mentally defective. They've been reported to the federal NICS, or the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, which essentially marks them as prohibited to possess firearms. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, an Iowa lawmaker who is currently the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, finds this unacceptable. Our military heroes risk their lives to protect and defend this country and all that we stand for, including our most basic constitutional rights, said Grassley in a statement. Now the very agency created to serve them is jeopardizing their Second Amendment rights through an erroneous reading of gun regulations. The VA's careless approach to our veterans' constitutional rights is disgraceful. Grassley has joined with Senate Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Senator Johnny Isakson, Republican of Georgia, in an effort to demand answers and restore rights to these veterans. This appears as but one more step to disarm the general populace. This seems to be an ongoing battle from the left in our government, along with some who are supposed to be on the right. They have waged against this war against all of us citizens of America. When are we going to wake up and vote these morons out of office? I really hope that it is before this nation is torn asunder and we no longer have the freedoms granted to us by God and the Constitution. I hope you all realize that those freedoms are something that the left in this country wants to get rid of. The politicians in Washington think of us people as nothing more than sheep. And as sheep, we are not smart enough to run our own lives, so we must breed them so they can run our lives for us. That is what the politicians, especially on the left, want to do. It matters not that we are supposed to be their employers, not the other way around like it has gotten to be in Washington today. And this whole idea that as a nation who elects officials in Washington who are supposed to be there to represent us and essentially be our employees have turned the tables around on us, and now it is them who are the bosses and we are the employees and we can be fired anytime we want. No, this cannot continue. I think that this whole idea that we have gone from a constitutional republic to a democracy to whatever it's going to now in such a short period of time, to me it's just amazing. We had such one of the most perfect governments that man had ever been able to come up with, and we have allowed our politicians to completely pervert that government and make it so that it is not even close to one of the best in the world, quite possibly one of the strongest. But the thing that really is bad about this whole thing is that we have got a nation right now in turmoil, We have got a nation right now where our southern borders are wide open, and we know that undesirables are coming across from people who are sent over by Mexico because they are the ones that Mexico doesn't want, so they send them our way. And if we try and stop them, they complain and say it's not our right to do so. But try to send some of our undesirables down there and see what happens. This whole thing is just unbelievable. And then on top of that, we have a thing that I found today from JewsNews.com. The headline on it said, and this goes into something totally different, but this said the headline on it says, "We can't prove sex with children does them harm." And this is something that former Labor Health Secretary Patricia Hewitt said. The PIE members were lobbying NCLL officials for the age of consent to be reduced and campaigning for pedophilia love. This one just absolutely makes me sick. Their view that children were not harmed by having sex with adults appears to have been adopted by those at the top of the civil liberties group. Today we publish extracts from the NCCL report written for the Criminal Law Revision Committee in 1976 when Mrs. Hewitt was the General Secretary. It says, and this is what made me sick, it says, quote, "Where both partners are age 10 or over but under 14, a consenting sexual act should not be an offense. As an age of consent is arbitrary, we propose an overlap of 2 years on either side of 14. Childhood sexual experiences willingly engaged in with an adult result in no identifiable damage. The Criminal Law Commission should be prepared to accept the evidence from follow-up research on child victims which show there is little subsequent effect after a child has been molested." Give me a break. This is just another routine thrown at us by liberals who decide that they know better than any of the rest of us whether we've been harmed by incest or not, that if it's happened to us, we're none the worse for wear. We can live through it. We are not damaged by it. These people are morons. I swear they are complete and idiotic morons. I can't think of any other word to put for somebody who thinks that having a child of 10 being made to have sex with an adult doesn't affect them. That is just the most ridiculous, most asinine thing I have ever heard in my life. And I just, it just blows me away. And then on top of that, we have so much going on in our government that is just as insane. And yet, if we say anything about it, we're shut down for being somebody who is unfeeling or uncaring or just not smart enough to know right from wrong. I don't know. This whole thing is just insane. Don't let the liberal media feed you a line of bull. There's no war on women in the conservative movement. We all have proof of that, we have all the proof that you need here every Monday night. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing comes to you at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 Central on Traditional American Patriot Network. Listen up and then call in if you want. Be heard by real women who are real patriots. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome at our own, very own B&B too. That's Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. Sorry about that. Heard only here on Traditional American Patriot Network, where America will always be the winner. Don't you think this is strange? Unlike the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, officials are performing an autopsy on Prince. It's revealing how officials in the media are demanding to know what killed Prince, yet they never bothered to ask exactly how Scalia died, even though the justice's demise left American politics with an uncertain future. An autopsy is scheduled to be performed Friday on the body of seven-time Grammy winner Prince, but the results of the autopsy will not be made public for days or even weeks, Fox News reported. If officials are willing to perform an autopsy on Prince, there's no reason why they couldn't have on Scalia. In fact, Scalia deserved an autopsy even more than Prince. Not only was he found dead at a resort linked to the Bohemian Grove during Valentine's weekend, but Scalia was often the lone justice blocking globalist legislation with his deciding vote. Unlike elected politicians who are bought and paid for by special interests, judges, especially life-serving Supreme Court justices, not only interpret existing law, but often make decisions that become rooted in case law, and those decisions can affect every man, woman, and child in the United States, journalist Wayne Madsen pointed out. It seems that when it comes to the way the government works, if one of us conservatives dies in a way that leaves questions to be asked, nothing is done. But if a celebrity or someone that the left loves dies, no matter what the circumstances, then an autopsy is always called for. Now, don't get me wrong here. I liked Prince and his music. He was a great performer and didn't do all the things that made a Michael Jackson a bad risk. But when he died this week, an autopsy was called for to find out why he died. My question is here is, why wasn't one done for Justice Scalia? And not only that, but why were Scalia's bodily fluids drained so that no autopsy could be performed? It seems that just like Clinton, this reeks of something that shouldn't be reeking of. But I think when it comes to a war against someone, forget the war on women. How about the war on conservatives? This I think, had a lot to do with what was going on with Justice Scalia. But now, lately, we have been hearing a lot about how if we deny the unfact that global warming exists, then we are anything from terrorists to, well, this lead-in brings us to the latest of this one. In the latest case of a celebrity exercising their sense of superiority, Alec Baldwin stated that not believing in climate change was, quote, a form of mental illness, unquote. The actor, prone to public fits of anger, has gone off on conservatives before and even made anti-gay slurs, yet the media still welcomes him back with open arms because of his radically liberal views. In a video released yesterday, Baldwin told an AFP reporter that at a climate change conference at the UN, quote, there can be no successful climate agreement and no future for our planet without greater protection of the world's forests. Everyone in the room understands this, unquote. He then offered his medical advice for those who don't parrot back one ideology. Quote, and so much of what's coming on now is something that we have to treat as if it's a mental illness. I believe that climate change denial is a form of mental illness, unquote. Now, this isn't the first time Baldwin has enlightened us with his political commentary. In 2007, sounding like Bernie Sanders, he wrote, if you don't think there's a link between the weather and Iraq, you are wrong. Now, it doesn't matter that the celebrity talking has a history of being totally out of it and not knowing what is really going on here on Earth or any other planet that he seems to want to hail from. Just like the article from Newsbuster said, it doesn't matter that Baldwin has made his idiocy known to us before. The media will always accept him back because he believes, as they do, that the only way to keep America going is to destroy her. all this rhetoric that we on the right are always being hit with is nothing more than the left's way of getting what they want, no matter who they have to slander to get it. And it's time to change the direction of this nation and the way it's being led, I would think. From TeaParty.org comes the latest breaking news today. Tennessee Assembly declares war on Obama and refugees. The state of Tennessee has a thing or two to say about President Barack Obama's refugee resettlement program, and we can bet he's not going to like it. The Tennessee General Assembly declared on Tuesday that it will sue the federal government over Obama's program on 10th Amendment grounds. The state Senate passed the resolution in a 29-4 vote just one day after the resolution passed the Tennessee House by a 69-25 vote. Today, we struck a blow for liberty by finally adopting SJR 467, State Senator Mark Norris told Breitbart. Norris, who co-sponsored the resolution, said the assembly clearly understood the importance of public safety and state sovereignty. The Syrian surge heightens our sense of urgency to get this properly before the courts, and we urge the Attorney General to act without delay, he said. And hello, everyone coming in. Lady Michelle, good to see you here. Tennessee withdrew from the Obama resettlement program in 2008 and will become the first state to sue the federal government over its continued operation of the program within the state's boundaries. It remains unknown whether Governor Bill Haslam, who has expressed reservations about the resolution, will support it. His support is not required by Tennessee law for the lawsuit to go forward, however. Tennessee is one of 12 states that have withdrawn from the controversial program. Governor Robert Bentley announced in January that Alabama would sue the government as well. And I think that is really cool. The resolution was well-timed, as Obama has recently announced it would reduce the vetting time for Syrian refugees from 2 years to 3 months. The change comes as the administration attempts to meet its goal of bringing in 10,000 refugees by September. And we have to start thinking about this, folks. Where are these 10,000 going? I can almost wager you that they are going to be here in one of our areas. I've got a phone call here at 706. You there? Hello?
Just listening.
Hello?
Listening. Just listening.
Okay. Okay. That was pretty cool. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. So it's the resolution timing is pretty good, but it's not surprising to see states moving in this direction. The threat associated with refugees and uncontrolled expansion of the federal government are real, and we have to get our hands around this one. Obama insists that refugees coming from Syria are harmless, but he cannot deny the possibility of some of them having links to radical Islamic terror organizations, and Tennessee is just one of many states that knows it. And we also have to constantly ask, you know, if they were actually running from war, then why haven't they been running from war all along? They've been at war in that area for centuries. And the only people coming out, for the most part, are military-aged males. I don't know. Traditional American Patriot Network is growing, and we can't think of a better way to spend your evening than with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher with his great, great show. Bing brings to us his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on Traditional American Patriot Network. We are proud to have such a great American on our side. His commentary on his shows and his guests show us that the way America was and should be. That's American by Design with our own Bing Fisher. Give a listen on Thursdays at 8 p.m. on Traditional American Patriot Network, where America will always be the winner. Okay, authorities hunting for the assailant behind the execution-style killings of eight family members in Ohio released chilling 911 audio Saturday from the murder scene. Now, I guess that was today. A woman who called 911 to report two of the eight slain said in a recording that she found her brother-in-law dead and blood all over the house. In one made Friday morning, the out-of-breath caller says another person in the house appears to be dead and looks like someone had beat the crap out of one of them. The Ohio Attorney General said in a press conference Saturday that investigators and law enforcement worked through the night to gather information and execute search warrants to determine who shot eight family members in the head in rural southern Ohio Friday. A Cincinnati area businessman posted a $25,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and conviction in the brutal slayings. In a written statement, Attorney General Mike DeWine and Pike County Sheriff Charles Reeder said the investigation into the killings of the Roden family is still in its early stages. They said the evidence continues to be processed and analyzed from the four properties near Pinkerton where the family members were found dead Friday. DeWine told reporters earlier Friday that eight relatives, seven adults, and a 16-year-old boy were apparently shot in the head execution style. Pike County Sheriff Charles Reeder said at least three young children survived. One was 4 days old, one was 6 months old, and the third was 3 years old. The youngest baby was found in bed next to the child's dead mother. My heart goes out to my county, Reeder said. Now, this whole thing of what happened in Ohio is sad. My question that I asked several people after hearing of this horrible thing happening is, why would anyone do something like this? The world is getting sicker all the time. President Obama, you know, that man in the White House who is supposed to be there for us, won't admit that illegal immigration in this country is a bad thing. But hear what he has to say about Europe. This was interesting. President Obama said during a press conference in Britain Friday that the U.S. considers it a major national security issue that there is uncontrollable migration into Europe. What happens in Europe is going to have an impact on the United States, Obama said. We consider it a major national security threat issue that you have uncontrollable migration into Europe. Not because these folks are coming into the United States, but because if it destabilizes Europe, our largest trading bloc, trading partner, it's going to be bad for our economy. He continued to say, if you see divisions in Europe, it weakens NATO. Obama continued to answer another question on migration in Europe. We've got some divisions and difficulties between the southern and northern parts of Europe that's created some strains. I think the migration crisis amplifies a debate that not only is taking place in Europe, but in the United States as well. Okay, if he believes that it's taking place in the United States as well, why isn't he closing the borders? Why doesn't he want to take care of the United States and stop this from coming in instead of trying to get 10,000 of them here in the United States by September? To me, this man is an idiot. I can think of no other way to tag him. The problem with that is he is not stupid. He has become president saying that he wants to do certain things to the United States. He has been successful. He has been wildly successful in the things that he has wanted to do. And we've got things like right now gas prices gas prices here in Indiana for a short little while was down to right around $1.59 a gallon, and that was about a month ago. The price of oil right now is right around where it was when I was in high school and gas was 49 cents a gallon. But we have the price of oil, which is not going up, and if it is, it's not going up enough to even warrant what is going on here. But gas went up from $1.79 last week to $2.19 a gallon this week. Why? There is no reason for it. Price of oil is not that high. The trouble is, there is not too many people who will do what needs to be done to stop this kind of thing. Heck, it wouldn't take that much. Have everybody in the United States hold off on buying gasoline for 2 days. That would probably put a scare into them. But that won't happen. Nobody will do that. And actually, I think that nobody can. We depend on gas to run our cars so much so that they have got us by the throat, and there's nothing we can do about what they changed the gas prices to. I can say it is that it's wrong. We shouldn't be allowing gas prices to go up like they are when the price of oil is so low. Right now, the price of oil is close to what it was when I was in high school. Gas shouldn't be much higher than $1.20 a gallon, if that much. And that's quite a raise from what it was when it was originally at this point. And we were driving around, gas hit 49 cents a gallon. We were thinking, boy, it's getting expensive to drive. I kind of wish I had 49 cents a gallon again. That would actually be pretty cool. But that will not happen. I'm not exactly sure what I have to offer when it comes to condolences for what is going on. All I know is that it all depends on what part of the country that you are in. I know Albuquerque right now is somewhere around $1.79. And here in Indiana it's $2.19. I don't know what it is in Tennessee or other states, but I know that their gas prices are way too high. We need to hope that it doesn't go much higher, but it probably will. I am trying to bring up my website that I get most of my news from, but I don't seem to be able to talk very well while typing. But that's, I guess, neither here nor there, I suppose. But if we continue going down this road that we are on, I really have a fear for America. I just saw a video from Germany where Muslim migrants in Germany are chanting Adolf Hitler and Allahu Akbar. And there's another one, an update with massive amounts of WMDs have been found in Iraq. And that one caught my attention because so one of the biggest knocks against George W. Bush is that he lied about WMDs in Iraq. Even today, liberals still spew those lies. Before the Iraq war started under Bush, trailer load after trailer load of what is suspected to have been WMDs were moved from Iraq to Syria. But even with all that movement, large amounts of weapons and mass destruction were found in Iraq. the CIA was even able to buy buy 400 Barak, that's B-O-R-A-K, rockets filled with pure sarin gas. And on top of that, our troops found 5,000 WMDs that the Pentagon kept secret until last year. You know, we have to start realizing here, folks, that this is not a safe world. Hasn't been for a long time. We need to realize that the sooner we start doing something about what is going on in this country and what is going on, well, we don't have to really worry about the world too much, but we just really should start worrying about what is going on here in America. We are losing our abilities to keep our freedoms daily. We have everybody talking about how we need to try and save our democracy when we don't have a democracy at all. We've always had a constitutional republic. Our founding fathers decided back then that a democracy is not what they wanted, and that is not what they gave us. And George, it was said back then when a woman asked Benjamin Franklin what they had given us, Ben Franklin said, a constitutional republic for as long as we can keep it. Well, we're in the process of losing it, folks. We're in the process of losing freedoms that we take for granted. We're in the process of losing things that once they're gone, we will never be able to get back. Reagan once said that we were never more than one generation away from losing our freedoms, and I think this audio is that.
Our founding fathers here in this country brought about the only true revolution that has ever taken place in man's history. Every other revolution simply exchanged one set of rulers for another set of rulers. But only here did that little band of men so advanced beyond their time that the world has never seen their like since evolve the idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. But freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free. Thank you.
When men were free. We are so close to being at that point right now. One of the reasons why I really never fear too much about doing this show, talking against Obama, talking against the government the way I do, the way the government is actually waging a war against the American people, is that I live in a rural area where I'm absolutely positive Obama has never heard this show and probably never will. But even if he did, I wouldn't change what I'm saying, because we need to have people who will stand up and say, no more, this can't happen anymore. Our government is not supposed to be tyrannical. Our government is not supposed to be in charge. They are supposed to be employees of the people. And it's people like me or Douglas V. Gibbs, a friend of mine in California, Rush Limbaugh, people who will talk against what the government is doing to the people are the ones that have to be protected and saved. Because once we lose people who will speak out against what our government is doing, then our government will do what Nazi Germany did. Take over. Get rid of all of the ways of learning that what is going on isn't right. And we have to do everything we can to keep that from happening. This nation is the greatest nation this world has ever seen. And she is being torn down by the people who are in office, who are supposed to have be there to protect her. And those people who are in office, who are supposed to be there to protect her, have waged a war against all of us who think that the government is wrong and needs to stop. People like the conservatives who are on this show every once in a while and who are on other shows throughout the nation have had a war waged against them. Everyone who agrees that America is the greatest country in this world and that we need to have her protected have a war waged on us by a government who is supposed to be there to protect us, yet we are their enemies. Barack Obama doesn't believe that anyone who has a conservative point of view doesn't believe that any of us who have a conservative point of view need to be heard. Barack Obama doesn't believe that we should be heard, even though our opinions differ from his. Well, that's especially since our opinions differ from his. And we have to try to make sure that we are not silenced. With this next election coming up, this is going to be one of the most important elections of our lifetime. We can still elect people who will help us to run this country right. But we let too many more elections go by where we're electing liberals into office who want to destroy this nation, and that right is going to disappear. And it will disappear fairly quickly. They have already got what they want. They have already pushed a lot of their agenda on us, and we have allowed it. Time we stopped allowing it. It's time we stopped doing what we have been doing and start trying to protect this country, because she is well worth protecting. Coming from me, from people who know me, that is not a surprise. But we have to realize that the man that we have in the White House is not our friend. We have to realize that the government, the liberal left, and the mainstream media are not our friends. And we have to start electing people who will bring that friendship back to us so that we can be the great country that we were founded to be. No other nation in the world has ever had the riches that this nation has had. And we need to get that back. Richness of character, richness of scientific breakthroughs, all of that was America. And we're in the process of losing it, folks. I'm glad that you were here with me today. This was kind of an ad-libbed show. I didn't want to do much more than an hour today because I had the material. I just wasn't sure if I could do more than 1 hour. But I'm glad that you guys were here. I'm happy that you joined us tonight for our show, and we hope that you join us next week when we again will have Tammy Pink and crew joining us for another informative show. You are listening to Robert the Infidel Garding with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world with the New Wise Conservatism radio show. And I hope that you all will be back next week, as we will be. And as we continue on with the New Wise Conservatism radio show. See you all next week. God bless America.